Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks.
Been a while?
Been a while. Just got the urge to just start singing, come one, come all. To a beautiful play. Do 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 do. Some other musical stuff.
Oh, here comes Lily.
Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brady.
And we're doing something a little different today. We are coming at you in the daytime. We usually record late at night, when children are sleeping. So you are going to hear possibly a little girl running in and out, singing Paw Patrol in the background. Maybe a little boy start crying. And most importantly, you're going to hear cars galore driving outside our front window. So we apologize for the noise. We have to live with it, so you do too, because we're not rich enough to own a studio or a house where we can record in. So, I'm Amanda. I don't know if I already said that.
You did.
Oh. And this is Brady.
I'm Brady.
Thanks for your intro.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Friend of the show, Bucket, if anyone remembers Bucket, go back and listen to his episode. Check out his own podcast, Union Iron Worker, the Union Iron Worker podcast. He's a great guy. He's really funny because he said he's been binging our show and he said that we've come a long way. And so I went back and started listening to a few of our older episodes. And I don't know, man, like, as far as recording goes, I think we're doing better. But as far as content, I think we already peaked. I think some of our best episodes were one of those earlier ones. So I'm kind of wondering, should we re-record our earlier episodes and make them sound better? Because I, like, that first episode, man, still to this day, is probably my favorite one we've ever done.
Which one's that one, Superpowers?
Yeah, if we were superheroes and we put it in, like the My Hero format. If you watched My Hero Academia, you kind of follow along these heroes in training, so it's just really interesting to, like, I don't know. What would your superpower be? Okay, you have a superpower, so let's design your costume next. All right, you got your costume. Now you got to think of a name, you know? Like, just the order they did it, I liked. And it was really fun. And, yeah, we had some really good episodes in the beginning. Some flops, but I think we peaked. I don't know.
I don't know if it's necessarily we peaked, but it's like, it's hard to come up with ideas and be like, oh, this sounds great. And then you're like, well, we've already done that. You know, because I'll come up with an idea and be like, oh, we should totally do this. That'd be so cool. And blah, blah. And then you're like, we did that, like, first season, whatever, second season. I don't know. Like, we've done it is what I'm saying. So, I don't know.
Have we?
We've done that with a couple where I'm like, we should do it on this. And you're like, we already did. And I'm like, oh, well, we should do it on this. We already did. Well, maybe not did it exactly, but did it close enough that if we did that episode, it would be like, not a ripoff, but, you know, kind of like, well, you've kind of already touched on this. You're just kind of brushing up on it, but.
Well, these are things we can explore later, but as always, mostly McCade. See, I think the only one listening, Bucket texts into, should we re-record our earlier stuff? Let us know. And yeah, I remember just the early days of trying to make, like, you know, every podcast has a catchphrase or a little, like, a stick or a thing that they do, you know, and I was trying so hard to push that. So I'd be like, what are we drinking tonight? Let's kick up our feet and get talking. It's like, I felt stupid doing it, but I, like, committed, and now listening back, I'm like, Everything about this podcast is just so cringy. Like, my ability to call episodes podcasts. We should do a podcast on that one, really. I mean, we should do an episode. That's such a Southern Utah County thing to call something incorrect. Like, let's go see a show. I love that show when you're referring to a movie. Anyway.
Well, I mean, not to, like, throw anybody under the bus, but rappers call CDs records. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it could be called a record, but I would call it an album. Don't know. Me, personally, I just always thought that was funny.
All right. Well, we're not here to talk about that today. It's a book. I read it last year. I think I just mentioned it in a book dump. I don't think we gave it its, like, due review. And I don't necessarily want to review this in depth, but I just kind of want to go over it because I think it's cute. I think it's a fun little book. I can't reach it. Brady, help. You're closer.
There you go.
Thank you. I can't even remember if I mentioned this in a book dump or not, but it's so good, especially to listen to this time of year. I very much encourage anyone out there to look it up on Audible. It is called The Old Magic of Christmas, Yuletide Traditions for the Darkest Days of the Year by Linda Radish? R-A-E-D-I-S-C-H.
Yeah.
Radish?
That's probably it.
This is just a really fun book, especially if you're like a history buff and you like to look back to, okay, why do we celebrate? Who turned the damn tree on? Why is the tree always on?
Look, pal, it's Christmas.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. The tree does not need to be on. That's a waste of electricity, well, my friend.
I didn't turn it on.
Well, everyone knows this. I'm not the biggest fan of Christmas, personally.
Why not? Just kidding. Yeah, that's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing, and
that's next episode.
Should we really get into that? Have I not already done that?
I'm sure you have.
I wonder how many people can hear you click, click, clicking on your...
I'm trying to keep it hidden, but you put the phone right in front of me.
You put it... Honey, we're not here to argue. Gosh dang, the elves are watching us. We're here to talk about The Old Magic of Christmas. This is just really... This was such a fun book, you guys. It comes with, like, different crafts you can do. One that I thought was really fun is, like, this little... It looks like a snowflake, but it's supposed to represent, like, these witches around a fire keeping warm. It goes into different legends and traditions, and I think we tried to touch on some of them last year. Like, we went over Krampus at length, I think season one, maybe season two.
I don't remember. Did we have Tyler on for that one?
No, we did not have Tyler on for that one.
I know he freaking loved that movie, and I was like, dude, it was fine.
We went more over the legend rather than the movie. So, and Krampus is in here, but we go over, because I know we've mentioned, like, Krampus isn't the only monster, you know, Christmas monster, but he's, like, the most famous because of movies. I feel like he just got more famous in the Western world within the last, I'd say, like, what, 10 years?
It kind of happened, like, out of nowhere, blew up really big, and then it kind of just dissipated.
Anyway, so what do you want to go over with this book? Do you want to look at the calendar and just talk about, like, here's different things that happen? Like, I guess let's start off, like, what was your favorite thing to learn about from this book, Brady? Have I explained well enough what it's about? Is everyone confused? I'm a shitty host.
I don't know. It was interesting listening to, like, some of the stuff was really interesting, like, how she went into, I can't remember how she said it. It was like, kissed Kindle means Christ child, and it turns into Kris Kringle, so that's where Kris Kringle comes from. Was from...
Is that Germany?
Germany or Austria. She talks a lot about Austria and Germany, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they were once the same empire.
But
if I could be mistaken.
That one was pretty interesting. I mean, we've all, I don't know if we've all, most of us kind of know, like, that Christmas used to be more about, like, ghost stories and hence the lyrics of, what song is that? Most Wonderful Time of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, it's, it was just interesting to listen to, like, the beginnings, and some of the beginnings were more dark than the others. Like, a lot of them were very dark, like, as far as, like, because we know about Krampus coming and stealing kids, but then there's, like, other people that, like, come and take kids, and, like, it's just, like, a whole thing of, instead of being, like, oh, you're gonna get a lump of coal, it's, like, you get kidnapped
forever. I do love how she brings that up in the book. She's, like, kids of today don't even know, because kids back in the day got, like, threats of beatings and whips and kidnap. Whereas today it's like, oh, you just don't get your present. Yeah. Like, which is honestly sad. I remember there's a story of my grandpa that, so just quick recap for those who don't know, if you're new, my grandpa is the middle child of, ooh, 7, 9 kids, something like that. And his older brother, 1 year for Christmas, or his dad was, like, an alcoholic, and his mom was very absent, depressed, absent from the family. And his older brother, 1 year, hid his Christmas presents in the barn. And he was, like, a little kid, and he didn't get his Christmas presents. And he is, and Cheryl's just like, oh, Santa didn't come for you, Larry. And just, like, no one did anything. And he just didn't have a Christmas, and then, like, he gave him his presents the next day. But, like, that is so freaking sad to think about. Like, just, oh.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think, not to throw shade at your grandparents, but, like, that's kind of their fault, you know?
Well, I mean, like I said, one was an alcoholic and one was a very depressed woman, so.
But still, that's kind of low.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of different.
It was also the 50s, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like that episode of Bluey, like, to get into Bluey on the show. I don't know if we've already talked about it. When the dad's like, when the bandit gets jinxed, and the dad's like, oh, you think I'm going to say your name? And I can't remember how he words it, but he's like, you can forget it. Because he's like, I'm not going to.
Well, the dad wanted them all to be quiet, because they're annoying, but the mom was the one that said, I think this will teach you a lesson because you've been mean to your brother.
Yeah.
We should explain the episode for those who don't know, but it's McCade, and McCade knows the episode.
Yeah, McCade's seen it. But yeah, it's, I don't know, I, like, there's that to a certain point, but, I mean, if I woke up and, like, our older daughter had hidden some of our younger daughters, I'd be like, all right, well, I'm taking one of your presents away. Like, that's mean.
Yeah.
You know? But
like I said, I found it very, it's a very sad story to me, but obviously he's okay. He's a grown functioning man and
debatable.
Don't insult my grandpa. You know how dear he is to me.
I know.
All right. All right. So you liked going over, you really liked learning things like Christ Child translating to Kris Kringle.
Well, it's just like we've always, as I don't know, maybe it's more of like a me thing. I'm like, I don't know where any of this stuff came from. I don't know where the name Santa Claus came from, or Kris Kringle, or why is he named Kris Kringle, but we call him Santa Claus. And like, I don't, like, all that stuff. I'm like, I don't get it. That was more of like a teenager.
Well, the 1970s Santa Claus is Coming to Town animation.
Yeah.
Was supposed to answer those questions. But yeah, it was weird that
It answered him in its own way, like saying that his name was Kris Kringle because the elves that found him were named Kringle and he was a baby and they raised him as one of their own. But then when he grew up and he became an outlaw, so they named him Claus because that's the name that was on his bonnet, whatever, when they found him.
His collar.
Yeah.
His dog tag.
So, I don't know. It was just interesting to, because I didn't know where Kris Kringle came from. I don't know if I know where Santa Claus comes from, but
I don't know if she went over that in the book, but I listened to it last year, and then this year I listened to it on 2x2 speed. So it was kind of hard to follow that fast on Audible, but since I had already read it, I figured I could
Yeah.
be cheeky like that. Yeah, I liked I mean, she just goes over so much, and like a lot of the stuff I have heard, like she goes over the Is it Norwegian? The Norwegian elves that, or trolls that like have the names like Spoonlicker and like
I can't remember.
there's 9 or 12 elves and they all have names like Spoonlicker or Dishlicker or like just weird little names like that. And it's for kids that like if you didn't clean up your house at the end of the night, Spoonlicker would come and lick all your spoons. And so they might be clean, but you're like eating off a dirty spoon. And then they have these two horrible parents. And then if you're a naughty child, those trolls will kidnap you and take you back to their mom, who will eat you. Which I always love all these stories. They'll kidnap you and take you to hell, or they'll take you to their mom to eat you. It's like, how does anyone know that that's what happens?
Yeah.
Did like one kid escape and tell? Like, but I don't, they're just fun little legends like that. And that's like what this whole book is chock full of. And I think it's important to note that, like, this is an episode I want to do. I'm going to title it Religion is Pagan as Fuck. Because there are so many things when you look into, like,
You can't put that in the title.
well, I can't, but when you look into like, I don't, just everything, like we made the calendar to keep track of the year, but we didn't always have a calendar, so we did things by the sun, you know, by the seasons.
Yeah.
And people were smart enough to be like, oh, the sun's setting over here, which means it's now summer, or summer's coming, you know. I remember in Parowan, Utah, there's these mountains that kind of have a gap in between. I guess that's a canyon. But my grandpa was explaining to me that the natives down there, I believe it was spring, or like the spring solstice, or I don't know if that's a thing, but like one of the solstices, one of the equinox, the sun would set perfectly in between the gap between the mountains. And I always thought that was so cool. And like that's how people like literally used to live. So when you read this book, they talk about how the celebrations start as early as mid-October, and I'm pretty sure they go till like New Year's Eve, maybe, let's see, February 2nd. And it's because those days weren't necessarily February 2nd or mid-October. It was just like, oh, it's harvest time, so now it's time to
Yeah.
celebrate this. It wasn't, you know, so.
Like you were saying, sorry to cut you off,
No,
but
you're
at the
good.
end of the book, she was like kind of going over some different stuff. And the one that I thought was interesting was like January 1st wasn't known as the beginning of the year until like this king came out and said, hey, from now on, January 1st is the start of the year. And then, you know, and I was like, that's weird to think about because you're like, oh, well, we've had years since, you know, forever, you know?
Yeah.
And, but nobody said, okay, January's where it starts, December 31st is where it ends. Like,
Yeah, in fact, it was winter solstice was considered. Oh no, not even that. Samhain is the Samhain, which I always want to say Samhain, thanks to your friend,
not my friend.
your colleague. Samhain is the witch's New Year in pagan tradition. Which, fun fact, pagan in the old days just meant not Christian. So if you were Muslim, you were pagan.
Was it pagan or heathen? Might have been both.
Might have been both. Heathen, yeah, but pagan just meant not Christian. So that's really fun because that doesn't translate to today where you think of pagan and you think, ooh, witchcraft. But literally, it just meant not Christian back in the day of the Crusades, which is so funny to me. But Samhain was the pagan New Year. So after that, like that was so. Technically, October 31st should be the end of the year, and we should be into a new year. So just something interesting, like, to recognize. But, so that being said, I kind of want to go over this in the next half, so should we do a commercial break now, or do you have anything else you want to say before? I was just going to go over the calendar on, like, what days are what, and then maybe we could flip through and, like, oh, let's talk about the Belschnickel, or St. Lucy, or is it Baba Yaga? What's the witch's name from Italy? I always forget her name, but I love her. She's so fun.
I can't remember.
Okay, anything?
She kept talking about, she talked about, like, it's hard. I will say this. So I'm gonna say a negative point on the book, because I don't know if we're supposed to save that for the end or whatever.
No, say, get it.
The hard part for me, because I listened like you did, the hard part for me was, she literally, like, it's probably easier reading the book than listening to it, but she'll just go, like, boom, finish the story, go straight into a new story, and you don't really know. And she'll just be talking, be like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 this witch or whatever. And then she's like, speaking of, and then go into, like, a new one. And you're like, oh, okay, sorry, I still, because sometimes you'll miss it, you know? Like, sometimes you'll be like, oh, I wasn't paying attention or whatever. And then you are like, what the heck? This doesn't seem like it has anything to do with the last one. But come to find out, oh, they're talking about something different. And, like, it's nice because the lady in the book has, like, can do the accents, but it's like some of the words are so weird. Like, she kept saying, like, Ruhricht, and I'm like, I don't know what the freak that is. Like, am I supposed to remember this? Because she'll say it, but if you're listening to the book, it goes by so fast that you might not get it. Like, you might miss the fact. And so she kept bringing up, like, certain things that she would say, and I'd be like, I don't remember this. I don't remember what you were saying, you know? Like, I don't remember where this is from. And so that was kind of my problem, is like, it would bring back things that she had talked about earlier, but I would have either forgotten it or I just didn't remember, you know? And she goes over, like, when she talks about Krampus, she talks about, like, 10 different things that are all basically the same. It's just, like, a different name. So yeah, they're all just like Krampus. Some of them are like, some of them have goat feet, some of them have like human feet, some of them are just, you know, like,
just a black shadow.
Yeah, so but they're all kind of like similar features, or they do the similar thing, and they all have different names. And so it's kind of hard, because she'll be like talking about one or the other, and you don't really remember. If you don't remember it, then you're kind of like, what is she talking about? And then she'll go like, well, like Krampus, and you're like, oh, okay, so this was one of those guys, you know.
Yeah.
This was a guy that was like Krampus or whatever. So that was my problem that I had with it, is she would kind of rapid fire through them, and then would bring them up later, and I would forget.
I also wonder if your problem was because I listened to it on times 2 speed, which was like 2 hours ish,
mm-hmm.
And so I told you listen to it on times 2 speed, and you can finish the book in one work shift on your way to and from work. And you said that was too fast, so you had to slow down, but you still listened to it on, like, faster pace than normal.
1.5, which is faster than I've done for any book so far.
I wonder if that didn't help you. Like, maybe it was more rapid fire.
And it could have.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know. It's kind of a double-edged sword. Like, it was fine to blow through, because a lot of the stuff, like, with a lot of the stories, you didn't really need to be like, boom, 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 you know?
Like, yeah.
Some of them, because she tells a story about, I can't even remember, it was an elf queen that, like, lived with a family.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good story.
And every Christmas Eve, the shepherd would die, and nobody knew why, and then one guy got hired and found out that she was enchanting the shepherd and riding them like a horse to this opening so she could go see her family and be a elf queen for a night, and then she'd go back to live with the family because for some reason that was what she had to do for her life. I don't know.
It's a podcast I don't listen to anymore, but it's one that I have brought up time and time again. It's called Tales, and it goes over all the old fairy tales, and it's super interesting. That story was on that podcast. And yeah, she was a cursed fairy that was forced to live in the human world, but once a night, she could go and see her. Or once a year, sorry, she could go live and see her family as a fairy queen. I was so excited for this episode, and I feel like it's all just gone to shit. We're back. It's nighttime. Less cars driving by. Unfortunately, that does not mean less kids interrupting. But we're back. We're still talking about the old magic of Christmas. And Brady wanted to give a synopsis of this book, and I'm going to read the back of it, and I'm going to say right now, I can't read. I'm dumb as shit. I can't read. But it's in the body, mind, and spirit supernatural category on the back, and then it says, "'Tis the season for witches, elves, and legions of ghosts. Not so very long ago, Yuletide was as much a chilling season of ghosts and witches as it was a festival of goodwill. In the old magic of Christmas, you'll rub elbows with veiled spirits, learn the true perils of elves, and discover a beastry of enchanted creatures, rifle with the more frightful characters from folklore, and the season's most ghosts. This book takes you on a spooky sleigh ride from the silvered firs of a winter forest to the mirrored halls of the Snow Queen. Along the way, you'll discover how to bring the festivities into your home and with cookie recipes and craft instructions, as well as tips for delving more deeply into your relationship with the unseen." Book right. Drop.
Yeah, it's just basically, so we're kind of talking about, like, we didn't really explain it very well, kind of what it is. It's just, like, mostly information, like, this lady goes through and she kind of tells, she mixes it, she'll tell, like, some true stories mixed with some fairy tales. And so you kind of listen to it and go, okay, so she'll say, like, oh, well, here's a story about, you know, some trolls or something. And then she'll give somebody's true, or I don't know. I'm going to say it's true because it's them believing their whole thing. It's basically them going through and explaining their own troll story, like a supposedly true troll story. And so then it'll kind of do that throughout the whole book. Like, it'll say, well, here's this next section is going to be on witches. And then they'll go through and be like, all right, well, here we're going to talk about, you know, the origin of this and that. And so it's more like, not so much an encyclopedia, because I feel like encyclopedia is just all information. This one's like half information and half, like, speculation kind of thing.
Yeah. It's really hard to remember what was already said. So forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but this is a book that, as I was listening to it on Audible, I knew almost immediately that I wanted to buy it just for the, I mean, it was just so fun just to hear different, because I'm a history buff, so I like to learn, why do we celebrate things? Like, where did we get this from? Like, you know, so to learn all that stuff was super fun. Like, one thing, I thought this was really funny. And this goes to my friend. If you were born in September, chances are you are a werewolf, because it means that your parents were not celibate during the 12 holy nights of Christmas. And when they're supposed to abstain from, like, sex and probably alcohol and overindulgence and things like that. Like, it's supposed to be like this holy time, and they were bumping uglies, so chances are you're a cursed little werewolf running around. And like, I just think that's hilarious, and I love that, and I love teasing my friend. It's like, you're a werewolf. So information like that's fun, so I knew I wanted to get the book. But then also just to, like, here she's like talks about here's different crafts you can do. And like that's really fun, like different things you can do to bring in like different festivities, different traditions. She even goes into like making a gingerbread house, and she gives you like a gingerbread house recipe and like how to construct it, and then even instructs you to on a certain day invite friends over and eat the gingerbread house and eat it over coffee or hot chocolate and let the cookie soften in your hot drink. And like, I don't know, things like that are just fun to me. And so I thought it'd be really fun with like my kids, bringing them up to like, you know, teach them this stuff and have like maybe some fun traditions to ring in Yule, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Don't do that. I have to yawn so bad.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. Couldn't stop. Yeah, spoilers, we've done this
three times.
So if it seems like we're stumbling, and we apologize, because yeah, we've done it three times because we keep redoing it and something happens, but
it's the last time, I swear it.
So yeah, we kind of went through, and in the last one we talked about the one that we just deleted, how as parents we kept talking about, I was gung-ho on it. I was like, yeah, we're gonna tell our kids that Krampus is real and, you know, use it as fear or whatever. But then I was like, after I had kids, I'm like, that's too much. Like,
I'm gonna be deadly honest right now. Had our daughter not been born on December 4th, I think I would have gone through with it. But because the night he supposedly comes is between the 3rd and the 4th, I just felt like that's where I was like, okay, that is too much. But had she been born on January 1st, like she was supposed to, I think I would have gone through with it, because it wouldn't have been like, happy birthday, here's an anxiety attack, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like to think I would have gone through with it, but I also don't have to worry because, I mean, I know two of them don't count, but like our daughter, she's just humble brag moment, right? But like, she just is genuinely good. Like, she just blows me away with like how kind and considerate to other people she is. Like, we went to classic skating the other night and some kid fell, she didn't know, and she just jumped off her scooter to make sure he was okay. Like, you know, she's like 5, you know, and she's thinking of others, and this is a little dumb, but it's still cute. Her and her sister were jumping and they got caught in the foam pit there on the little bounce houses, you know, and her sister's sock got lost, and she was very devastated that her sister lost her sock, even though our 3-year-old could give a shit less. She did not care if the sock was lost or not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I luckily don't need to do Krampus and things like that, just because she really is a nice, sweet little girl. I'm really thankful for the 2-year-olds getting sassy, but I mean, she's also 2.
Sassy and whiny. I don't know what's going on.
She must, I don't know. Cries all the time now, but you know, she's terrible 2s, terrible 3s, and then baby, he's just a happy boy, we love him. But yeah, any other fun things you learned from this book?
I don't know if I'd say they're fun,
interesting, fascinating.
Like, there's a lot of stuff in there where it's really dark, you know, like, most of the stories aren't like, they're like the grim fairy tales, you know, they're the lesson teaching stories. They're the stories that you tell to get somebody to either do something or to not do something. And that's how it always, I don't know, that's just kind of to me, I was like, holy crap, like, freaking, not trying to be like a, you know, a stick in the mud or whatever, but like some of the stories, I'm just like, holy shit, like, why is this, you know, like, I understand, like, not necessarily scaring kids straight, but like, you know, kind of being like, oh, well, you know, we gotta, you know, get them to be good somehow. But then some of the stories, like, dude, this, like, it's kind of like the Hansel and Gretel story, you know? Like, you hear, like, the Disney version, you're like, oh, that's not too bad. But then you hear the real one, like, oh my gosh, who freaking said this would be okay for kids?
It was a different time. Different time. Kids had a lot more responsibility.
Well, and then it had, we were kind of talking about this part, me and you. This one wasn't really a fairy tale or a, like, any type of tale at all. It was like, just talking about, back in the day. So wood burning stoves were obviously like some of the earliest forms of like heating, like heating your house. You'd have a fireplace or a wood burning stove. And then I can't remember, I'm gonna say 1800s is when it started with like coal. So you'd have coal, and then it basically turned into like, because coal burns so much like dirtier than wood, then you'd have to like have chimney sweeps. And so they had the chimney sweeps, and it was like, chimney sweeps were like really like sought after. Like everybody needed chimney sweeps. Even like the super, super poor people had to buy chimney sweeps. And then the chimney sweeps wouldn't be able to fit everywhere. So then they would have slave kids, and they would get, well, they'd have kids work for them, and then later she's like, well, they're slaves. So they'd go somewhere and like basically rent a kid. And then like they'd pay somebody to take their kid. And then they'd take the kid, and the kid would be in the chimney sweep. And then more oftentimes than they would want to talk about, the kid would get stuck and die. Like he would get stuck in the chimney because it was too tight, and then like suffocate. And then most of the times the homeowner didn't even know about it because the chimney sweep wouldn't tell them. The only time that they would know about it is when they got the bill from the brick mason, because he had to come in and take the chimney apart to get the kid out, and then he'd put it back together, and then they'd bill the homeowner. I think, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But it was like super,
really sad.
Dark, sad. And then they would just, you know, go get another kid and do it again later, because literally everybody needed it, because that's how they stayed warm, was with their fireplaces and just using their coal-burning stoves.
Yeah.
So there was, like, that one, and then, I don't know.
You asked, I think, on the deleted one. She talks about the 12 days of and nights of Christmas. And that is December 25th or 26th to January 5th or 6th. The 12 days and nights of Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a time when if you have an abundance of wolves in your neighborhood, it's probably your neighbors as werewolves. Because this is the time that they transform between Christmas and Epiphany. So, children born during the 12 days of Christmas may become werewolves themselves. But also, like I mentioned earlier, a child conceived during these 12 days of Christmas will be born a werewolf. And that puts them in September. So I'm trying to skim through quickly and find it. Epiphany Eve. January 6th, Epiphany, or 12th night. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Sorry. I'm just trying to read quickly. I want to know, I forget her name, but there's a witch in Italy that, like, the three wise men stopped by her door and asked for directions to see the Christ child. So she, like, gave them directions, but, like, didn't know much. I can't remember exactly how it goes, and I can't seem to find it at the moment, but she, like, gave them directions, then decided that she wanted to see Christ, so she, like, got her shoes and her shawl and, like, a broom and ran out, but by the time she ran out, the wise men were gone, so she, like, is now searching for Christ, and she'll come and she'll leave presents. It's in Italy. She'll leave, like, presents in shoes for children and check on every baby in the house to see if it's Christ. And I loved that little legend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, who was she? Well, I can't... I was trying to skim through. I can't find her in the little calendar they leave in the back. Do you remember who she was?
I don't remember her name.
I want to say it's, like, Baba Yaga, but that might...
That might be it.
I couldn't see it in there. But yeah, that was one of my favorite things. I just got the world's driest throat out of freaking nowhere. And oh, there's my water. Please talk for me while I wet my whistle.
Yeah. There were a lot in because I want to say she was also, maybe it wasn't her. There was one person that would, like, show up to your house and they would throw presents at your door.
That might be her.
And it was like, I can't remember why. I can't remember the reason, but it was like,
boy, this is some podcast, isn't it? We can't remember.
Well, I blew through the book. Like,
I did as well.
If I would have sat and listened, I might be able to remember more.
I know, but you only have, you know, I wanted to do a book club because you got into Audible and I thought it'd be fun. We'll listen to the same books and then we'll review them on the show. And then you, like, got a job where you can't listen to books on Audible anymore. So it's just me having my own book club. And I really wanted to talk about this for Christmas because this is just final verdict for me. This is a really fun book to read this time of year. So this is definitely one that I feel like I will be reading this time of year, every year. Like, I really enjoy it. It's really fun for me to, like, revisit and re-listen to all these different legends. And, like, yeah, some of them, like, I heard before, but some were completely new to me. And even, like, going back and revisiting, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that they talked about, like, the hearth, you know, and, like, the chimney sweep boys. I don't know if you celebrated this or if you did this, but in elementary school, we did, like, Christmas around the world and talked about, like, what different countries do for Christmas. So if you enjoy that, then you'll enjoy this book because it's basically just, like, Christmas from around the world, like, different traditions and beliefs that people have celebrated for years and years. So
yeah,
that's my verdict. That's my final opinion on this.
Well, I will stand by my original defense. Like, yeah, I don't remember exactly who did what, but it's kind of like I said before, where she'll just, if it's all similar, she'll just kind of mention them as she's going. Like, she doesn't give everybody. Like, not everybody gets their own section or chapter or whatever. Sometimes it's just like, oh, well, so-and-so, you know, who's very similar to the, you know, like, to Krampus. And then who is also like this person. The only difference is this. And so I want to say it was one of the witches that was, like, they'd throw it at the door. And I can't remember why, whether it was, like, they knew you were being good, or if it was like scaring evil spirits away because of the sound of it hitting the door. I can't remember.
But that's why they throw rice in Japan on New Year's Eve, to scare away all the bad spirits.
And I think it might have been something like that. And so if you heard it hitting your door, it was like a good, like, omen, because it meant you were good, but it was also like keeping bad things away.
There's also a witch that will come and clean your house for you, and I think that's the spirit we should try to invoke into our home and try to honor and invite her in, because
I already have a witch that cleans my house.
I mean, I'm so tired. Like, I stayed up till 1 a.m. the other night cleaning, and then immediately woke up and was like, why am I cleaning the house still if I stayed up till 1 a.m. cleaning? And then just the following days, I've just been looking at the house and just going, I'm sick of this. Like, everyone knows I've quit my job and I've gone back to, like, housewife status, and I'm not transitioning well. I knew I wouldn't. I knew I didn't like this life, but Anyways,
I think you're lucky.
You know what? I am very privileged to be able to, like, it's nice. It's a nice problem to have, that I can quit my job and we can still live comfortably. Mm-hmm. I recognize that, and I want to be grateful for that. But we both know that working was more for my mental health than a paycheck. And so that will be greatly missed.
Yeah, it's like our nephew dropped by tonight to pick up a trailer. And he was like, well, we'd be happy to babysit your kids anytime you want. And I was just like, you know what? We don't really need it. Like, not to be like a douche or anything, not to be rude, but it's like, we only needed a babysitter when she had a job, and now she doesn't have a job. So like, if we do need a babysitter, it'll be like to go on a date. But other than that, it's not like we need a babysitter every week for like specific days.
Yeah, I did need that and couldn't get that, hence I had to quit. So
yeah, that's kind of what I like told him. But yeah, it's not too bad. It'll be fine. Like, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
My kids need me. So anyways, we're talking about the old magic of Christmas.
Yeah, old magic of Christmas. And the new magic of Christmas is that you get to stay home with the children.
Like I said, I was so excited for this episode. I was so excited to talk about this book and share it. And I feel like it has just been a flop. Which I think explains, like, if I could just sum up this podcast as a whole, is it's something I'm so excited about and something I really want to do and make great. And then it's just a flop. So,
well, it's kind of like, I don't know if I said it on this podcast. I said it in real life. I kind of, oh yeah, that was on the other episode where you were making fun of me playing this video game, huh?
I don't know.
But so when I had my YouTube channel, we used to do a segment on there called Date Night, and it was just me and you playing video games, like co-op video games, and I don't know, it was just funny, because I never thought anything of it, and then one day, like, I don't even remember why. I think I had logged in on my phone. I logged into my YouTube account that I was actually posting videos on, and I had a bunch of notifications, so I was like looking at my notifications, and it was like, you have, you know, so many comments on it. And it was like people going like, hey, where'd you guys go? Like, or where'd you go? This is really good. And you guys are a super cute couple, you know, stuff like that. And it was just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, like, felt nice. And I kind of feel like that's this. Like, we don't have the most structure. We don't have the most, like, planned out professional podcast. We don't have all of these, like, we don't really dump money into it, you know? Like, we've spent money on microphones and stuff, and now we're just using your phone.
I'll dump money into it when it starts paying me.
Yeah, so it's just kind of funny, because this is just a labor of love, more or less, you know? Yeah. And I don't know. I don't expect it. Like, if we were getting, like, legit, like, sponsors, like, hey, we're going to pay you this much, but we want to, you know, like, if we were, like, a movie review podcast, and they were like, hey, we're going to pay you, but you have to, you know, talk about our movie or whatever, like, this much and hit these points. And be like, yeah, then I'd be kind of more concerned about, like, what we're talking about and how much we're actually hitting on and doing stuff. But for now, I'm like, well, we kind of just talk about what we're going to talk about, and then we BS for a minute, not saying, like, that's good or bad, but I feel like our audience kind of knows what they're getting in for. So
our audience is in McCade and Bucket and maybe Tyler and maybe Tex. Do they still listen?
I don't know. There was a lot more, like, it's like my YouTube channel. There was a bunch of people I never met. Didn't seem like they were from around here, and they were watching my video. So for all we know.
What are the analytics on your YouTube? Because I can look up and see where people are from.
I don't know. I haven't looked it up. But I had 9 subscribers, I think, when I quit. So.
Oh, that's nice, too.
Yeah, I need to get it started up again and let people watch me not know how to play video games, but I'm trying.
What do you mean? You're really good.
Yeah, I'm not good at farming.
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious to watch. So you're just driving, and all of a sudden, your car's upside down. And I'm like, I don't think this is how the game was intended to be played, but well, here we are.
You know, I'd try. Not to flip, but to farm.
I'm going to go to bed.
All right. You go to bed. I'm going to drink this drink that I opened and haven't touched. By the way, it's cranberry ginger ale.
Oh, it must be that time of year.
For those people that remember from way back in the day, 2 years ago I got cranberry ginger ale. And last year I didn't get it a single time. The only time I got it was when I went to McCade's house for Thanksgiving.
Here, here. All right. Well, until next time, I've been Amanda.
And I've been Brady.
And,
and we love you, and I don't know what you're going to say.
I was going to say have a happy Christmas, but I don't give a shit, so.
Have a happy whatever holiday you celebrate.